In this step, we're going to detect when the ball falls through the flippers and hits our little platform down at the bottom here, meaning that the player lost the ball. And when that happens, we're going to display a child window. So I'm going to add a new child window into the project, and I'm going to name it Lost the Ball. And this pop-up window only needs an OK button, so I'm going to collapse the cancel button. And let's add in a message here. You lost the ball. Click OK to launch a new ball. And we'll set the size of that to a bit bigger. Okay, so now we need to write some code to detect that collision. I'm going to switch to Visual Studio. You could write this code in Blend, of course, but it's whatever you're more comfortable with. And so the first thing we need is an instance of that dialog. And then in our collision event, we can check for a collision between our pinball and the wrecked platform on the bottom. So when that collision happens, we can show our dialog. We're going to create a new instance of the dialog, set up the closed event handler for the dialog, and then show it. Now the closed event handler is going to just set the position of the physics ball element so that the player can let it drop and play again. So let's go ahead and run this. And I'll just let the ball drop, so I'll lose. And there you go, you lost the ball.